This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have Stephen Moore on with us here today, and he's a visiting fellow at Heritage Foundation. Stephen, the last time I was talking to you, you were talking about the necessity of a payroll tax cut, and the president has delivered. I just want to give you the floor. Tell us, in your mind, what the president did, how that's going to help the American people.
Well, hi, Annie. Great to be with you. And by the way, I have to shut this off a little short today because I have to run on Fox in a minute to talk about this very subject. But I'll give you a sneak preview of what I'm going to say, which is
Perfect. This
is an amazing, amazing turnaround, not just on the economy, but the election. I got to tell you, Annie, you know, I can't tell you how many calls, you know, dozens and dozens of calls from conservative activists around the country who were just overjoyed by what Trump has done. He's flipped the table on Nancy Pelosi. He's back in business. He looks like the old Donald Trump. I've said in recent weeks on your show, I'm a little concerned about Trump. He doesn't seem like he's got his A game on, but boy, did he have it back. And I don't know if you noticed his press conference on Saturday or Friday,
Yeah. Which
was just amazing. You know, he was back the old Donald Trump. He was funny. He was command of the fact. But this is a big deal. It means every single person listening to this show who gets a paycheck, if you're working, you know, because this goes to people who work, you get, and the liberals hate that. It goes to people who work. You know, liberals want to give money to people who don't work. We want to give money to people who do work. They will get a 7.5% pay raise in their paycheck starting immediately, retroactive August 1st. That's the money that's withheld from your paycheck on the payroll tax before you see it. And very popular with voters. It's going to be a nice stimulus. And now Pelosi, you know, who was basically asking Trump and, you know, Mark Meadows and Steve Mnuchin to roll over 3 times and wave the white flag of surrender in these negotiations. Now, all of a sudden, Donald Trump has the upper hand. And by the way, Annie, you know, he did a good thing on Friday in announcing this, because Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer looked like their heads were going to explode.
Yeah, they did. They and there's very little that they can do politically to now react to this. Although I do anticipate, based on what I'm hearing from other experts, and I can't wait to hear what you think about it, how quickly or will there be a legal challenge to the president's authority here?
Oh, they will challenge. Now, there were 3 or 4 different, executive orders. I was involved in one on the payroll tax. And in fact, this stems from a piece I had in the Wall Street Journal last week, where I laid out how Trump could do this legally and how it would make sense politically and for the economy. And he picked up with it and ran with it. So that's a great thing. He has 3 other initiatives. One is on the unemployment benefits, which he would cap those at $400, which, by the way, is too high for me. You know, it was at $600.
Right.
Trump tries to take it to $400. Pelosi is, oh, my gosh, you're taking my hands out of starving children and so on, money out of the starving hands of starving kids and families. That's ridiculous. I mean, this still pays workers more money for not working than working. But, you know, how hypocritical is it? He's giving her the policy she wants, and she's suing him for doing it. And the same thing on the eviction notices, which, by the way, is another policy I don't necessarily agree with, because I don't think it's fair to landlords to say people don't have to pay their rents. But this is something that she's agitated for. So Trump said, OK, I'll do it by executive action. And she's, you know, is going to sue him on that one. And then something with respect to postponing student loan payments. And these are all things that liberals were for. And now they're against. And the same thing on the payroll tax. We've got these wonderful clips of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden saying how great it was for the economy when Barack Obama cut the payroll tax. But now that Donald Trump wants to do it, it's the worst thing ever.
It's funny how that works, isn't it? I want to ask you about the parameters.
She was for it before she was against it.
Yeah, I know. Trump seems to be the decisive factor in what Nancy Pelosi is for and against.
That's right.
The payroll tax cut, you talked about the 7.5% raise. If people have a job, they're going to get this. I've heard the number $100,000 income being thrown out there. I'm curious I've had this question myself. If you got a single income family and somebody makes $110,000, but they're living in, maybe Chicago, Illinois or New York State, are they going to be able to benefit from this? Is there a household filing jointly parameter that takes that kind of thing into consideration, or is it strictly just based on individual salary?
Well, that's a good question, and you know what? I don't know the exact answer to it. I know that it's a 100,000 cutoff. Excuse me. I believe that is for per person. So any worker that makes less than 100,000 will get this payroll tax cut, and that's 80% of workers. So it goes right to the middle class. That's what drives Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Bill Biden crazy. Is they keep saying how they're for the working class, they're for the blue collar workers in America. Okay, Trump gives them a 7.5% pay boost by not withholding this money from their paychecks, and oh my gosh, the left is going absolutely crazy on this because Trump just stole an issue from them. Now who do you think cares about working class Americans? Joe, you said you're for made in America. We're going to give people who make things in America a boost in their pay, and you're against it?
Yeah, we're speaking with visiting fellow at Heritage Foundation, Stephen Moore, who's going to have to run here in just a second. But before we let you go, the president did say in that press conference that if he gets elected, he's going to work to make this permanent. I have a suspicion that you have something to do with that. And then it seems to me like afterwards there was some political tidying up of that comment. Just curious of your thoughts on his verbal commitment this past weekend to take this a step further.
Well, the president has the authority to postpone the tax, but it doesn't have the authority to cancel it. And what we really want is a 6-month post, cancellation of this tax so people can keep the money and they can go out and spend it and they can earn more money. And so the president doesn't have the authority to do it. So what I advise is, okay, tell the American people you're going to suspend the tax, but tell them if and when he is reelected next year, we're going to forgive those tax payments so people actually get to keep the money. I want to hear what Joe Biden has to say about that, Annie. Do you think Joe Biden's going to say, no, if I'm president, I'm going to require people to make double payroll tax payments next year? I mean, this is great. I think Trump is really taking it. He's taking it to Joe Biden. And, I don't know, has Biden come out of his hiding place today? I don't know. I haven't seen him around.
Is this going to hurt Social Security? I mean, you've got Nancy Pelosi out there saying that this is defunding of these Medicare and Social Security that because of this action.
Yeah, so this is so great, too, because Nancy Pelosi is the one 10 years ago who was asked that question by Judy Woodruff. And, is this going to hurt Social Security that Barack Obama's cutting the payroll tax? Oh, no, it's not going to hurt the system at all. We're going to put bonds in it. We're going to make sure it's safe and so on. And so now he's saying exactly the opposite. I mean, this is the problem Democrats have. They're on tape, Annie. We've got them on tape saying this stuff. I mean, they're saying exactly the opposite. So, in other words, just to summarize, what they're saying is they are for a payroll tax cut, which is the best thing for working class Americans when Barack Obama does it. It's the worst thing in the world when Donald Trump does it. It's those double standards.
Yeah, and we're getting pretty used to that. Stephen Moore, we're going to let you go. We know you've got other things to tend to, and we value your time here. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Okay, thanks, Annie. Have a great week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.